Good evening, planet Earth. Good evening to all my friends out there, wherever you are. Whether it's too hot or too cold, whether it's raining on your head or there's been a drought, there could be a flood coming, who knows. But wherever you are, I hope you're doing okay. It is Monday, August the 28th. 2023, just after 7 p.m. here in, Greenkintown, Washington. Not far from those ancient burial grounds where the orcas go to die. Not far from those places where orca ghosts haunt you. They haunt you all black and white. The ghost of killer whales float right above you. Not far from there, if you can believe such a place exists, the ancient burial grounds of the lost orca whales, except for aren't they dolphins or porpoise, whatever. This isn't the zoology hour. People call them whales because they're big, but I think they're technically related to dolphins. But they're a toothed whale, right? The camp hosts came by today. They came by our campsite here at the Greenkintown State Park, not far from where all those things are that still live in the sea. The gooey things, the green things, the things with one eye, one ear, one mouth. Not far from those ancient oceans where whatever scrubbly creature with shell or fin will crawl up and pull you under. Those camp hosts came by and they said, "Have you seen Benji or Colin? Have you seen Benji or Colin?" Now, if I'd thought about it, if I'd spent some time thinking at that moment, I would have said, "I saw Benji and Colin. They were eaten by a whale." Yes, Benji and Colin, they told us they were going away. They were going to travel the Great Road. They were heading west, as they were told. Keep going west until you find freedom. They reached the Pacific and didn't find freedom. Just dead creatures piling up on the shore. Have you seen Benji and Colin? And the reality is, I have not. I didn't even know they existed. And now that I do, I feel as if my life is richer. Like, my life is better for having known they're around, right? I'm glad I know Benji and Colin exist. Don't know if they're people or a primate. Don't know if they're dogs and cats. They could be made up. They could be the camp hostess's lost children having a flashback. Those kids went away They joined the hippies. They never came home. They never came home. Yeah, Benji and Colin. So, along the lines of Benji and Colin, I'm going to read from the Squim Gazette news blotter for August the 23rd, 2023. On August the 15th at 9:25 a.m., there was a theft. A diamond, the world's largest diamond, was stolen from the 200 block of Lake of the Hills Loop. Mr. and Mrs. Frazzlewop are very unhappy about what happened to their expensive, gigantic diamond. At 1:11 p.m. on August the 15th, there was a vehicle accident. It was a bus full of crazy, crazy people driving crazy fast. They could not be stopped. Yes, there was a vehicle accident at 1:11 p.m. on August the 15th, 400 block of West Washington Street in Squim. It was terrible. They called in all the fire departments. Very sad. On August the 16th, there was an assault, some sort of attack at the 300 block of West Anderson Road. It was terrible. There was blood and goo and bone, and people were very upset, all sorts of wailing and whatnot. Stay away from West Anderson Road. Bad things happen in that part of Squim. Bad things happen down on the street. You pick up a rock, you pick up a stick. You've got the red eyes, you know where it goes. Bad things happen. That's where you find all the hoes, though. Nothing happened on August the 17th. Isn't that wonderful, Squim? On August the 18th at 10:58 a.m., there was another vehicle accident involving a rubber-tired overhead crane, one of those weird-looking Tron things. It was going 50 miles an hour. It had people on the outside carrying machine guns. Yes, it was a terrible accident. The 1100 block of West Washington Street. Sounds like that's a crazy place. At 7:15 p.m. on August the 18th, there was another assault, an attack, a vicious, vicious attack on the 300 block of South 7th Avenue. Many, many people were involved. All kinds of craziness. There was scratching and there was pulling of hair. There was punching in the stomach and other types of discramities. It was terrible. Terrible, Squim. I can't believe you. Can't believe you, Squim. On August the 19th at 11:38 a.m., there was another theft in Squim on the 300 block of Marshall Road. Over $800 million in unmarked bills were stolen from the secret facility of the Distremptus Center. No one knows who took the money. No one knows. Probably they buried it someplace at sea with a time-release buoy. The buoy will go off, you know, in about 3 or 4 months. By then, the nuclear war will have erased all memory of money. Yes, only the mutants will retrieve the buoy of all those millions and say to themselves, what horrid lie were we living in that cartoon world we called peace? Yeah. Squim, you're terrible. That happened at the 300 block of Marshall Road. And there was another thievery, 500 block of West Washington Street, at around 4 p.m. on August the 19th. So much thievery, Squim. So much stealing. One wonders what they're stealing all this stuff for. At around 11:12 p.m. on August the 19th, there was a prowler, a peeping Tom, some creepazoid creeping around the 100 block of Taylor Cutoff Road, looking down holes, looking through windows, going up to your door and knocking on it, then walking away. Scary, about 7 feet tall. Scary, wearing a dark suit, would go up to your door and say, "Can you show me the way to Ipanema?" Show me the way to Santa Fe, right? Yeah, the girl from Ipanema. "Can you show me the way to Santa Fe? Will you?" Yeah, will you? Dionne Warnick, your psychic network, show me the way to Santa Fe. Yeah, indeed. Lots of problems with Squim here. August the 20th at 1:07 a.m., somebody was drinking on U.S. Highway 101 and got pulled over. Bad, bad on you. I can't believe you. At around 8:47 a.m. on August the 20th, somebody stole some stuff but used force because they called it a burglary. They burgled. They used probably a hammer or a gun or some type of sharpened down screwdriver. This happened on the 100 block of Hooker Road. My God, Squim, you're falling to pieces. At around 12:15 p.m., there was a theft on the 200 block of West Bell Street. Oh my God, more thievery, more stealing. Where will this lead? At 6:07 p.m., there was a vehicle accident at the 100 block of West Cedar Street. Holy smokes, so much tragedy. At around 8:26 p.m. on August the 20th, there was thievery near the 100 block of South Rodifer Road. They stole an ancient relic. They stole the monkey's paw. They had the monkey's paw and they started asking for wishes. And as they did, the fingers curled up. The ghosts were released. The orca whales, they came. They came with power as ghostly figures. They brought their wisdom at around 8:30 p.m. on August the 20th, according to the Squim Police Blotter. This is great news. Great news, Squim. You guys are doing great. Dan, you can't be so mean to a town like this. Everyone has problems. You know, that's another name for 2023. Everybody. Everybody has challenges. Everybody has problems. There's thievery everywhere. If you have no faith, and this is in many ways a faithless age, then it's pretty dark in some ways because you have to ask yourself, what exactly do you hold on to? And I got to reposition really quick because otherwise my various blood clots will head to the brain. Because I'm doing this Indian style in the tent, as all great podcasters should. Where are you, Benji and Colin? We're reaching out to you across space-time. We know you're lost out there, Benji and Colin, with Carrie Ann. Don't go to the light. The light will harm you. Come back here, Benji. Come back here, Colin. I was listening to my radio last night. There's a local station that plays old-timey radio shows from the 30s, 40s, and 50s, whatever. And one of their shows had a killer on it, a killer who broke out of prison. And over the radio show, there was a radio broadcast, how meta, And the radio announcer said, "He prefers killing to eating. He prefers killing to eating." And it made me think for a second, because keep in mind, I think this show was broadcast, the one I was listening to, during World War II. So memories of the Great Depression were not like faint. I mean, of course, World War II kind of filled up people's brain cases, but there was the memories of the Great Depression. A lot of people starved. A lot of people didn't have enough to eat. And could you imagine preferring killing to eating? I bet Benji and Colin can. They went down to Washington Street. They went down to Cedar. They went down to that Rotifer Road. They got caught in the maelstrom. They got with the wrong crowd in downtown Squim. They found the West Side Hoolies. They found the Goopy Groolies. They carried a bat. They broke into that home. And now they're on the run. And none of this crime seems very fun, does it, Benji and Colin? So I was at Starbucks the other day, I think yesterday, Sunday, and they shut their lobby down. And again, you say, well, Dan, what's the big deal about that? Well, the McDonald's that we use for internet, because I got no internet in the woods, the one I use to upload and download shit, you know, like the podcast. And I don't buy very much. I usually just get a cup of coffee. You got to buy something, I think. If you don't, you're kind of a dick. Anyways, they shut down their lobby today also. And then there was that McDonald's in Utah, the one down the street. For more than a year, their lobby was shut down. And you'd say, well, Dan, what's the significance of any of that? Well, here's the thing. I've noticed something in the last decade or so, whether it's the LED lamps that replaced the old-style street lamps. Because I got to tell you, these LED street lamps aren't doing it for me. I mean, of course they're cheaper and more efficient, but they're dimmer. It's as if they decided to turn the lights down at night a little bit. And you say to yourself, well, what's the meaning of that? I don't know. Ask Benji and Colin, wherever they are. As a kid, I got used to this idea that things would be open 24 hours, that the grocery store would be open 24 hours, that you could go a place at night, any time of night or early in the morning, and you could get a cup of coffee like at Denny's. And this is still true in a lot of places, but it's not true every place. It seemed as if for a long time, just about every place I lived, that was normal. And then I started seeing something. Whether it was the street lamps or those funny Seattle Metro bus signs, the electronic ones that give you the accurate bus schedule either for 2 years ago or 2 years in the future. Or the fact that whenever I use the card reader now, it just fails. Unless you tip, you gotta tap it. Huh, I wonder if that's conditioning. I was going to write this book, and so you know I'm a bit of a writer, maybe not very good, and I've written a couple books, but I was going to write this book called Autumn Lights. And the idea of the story was of a not too distant future, and the conception of the story was more than a decade ago. And the idea was a future where things just sort of started going backwards. Not quite a dark age or, you know, total Mad Max, but just things started going the wrong direction. And the story is about bandits that basically go from town to town with a portable EMP device. And they set it off. And they turn the town off. And then they attack. Kind of like old-style barbarians, but with a high-tech edge. And it sounds crazy. Because it is crazy. It was crazy 10 years ago to think about the idea because, well, Dan, they just call the National Guard and they'd call in an airstrike. But what if they can't? What if these things that people, and I say people, not me, but ordinary people who vote depend upon stop working? They start failing. What if the lights that were so bright for so long get turned down a bit? And what if it gets worse from there? And what if it's not linear or gradual? What if it's not some graceful descent into chaos, but it's rather abrupt and in your face? And what if it starts out as something small, like, hey, it's been a couple weeks since there's been food at the grocery store. Here's the thing about a famine, and we've talked about this before. There's a couple things you should think about when it comes to famines. Number one, they don't have to last forever to be a catastrophe. I mean, if you can not eat for 2 or 3 years, then really a famine's no big deal. But they don't have to last more than a year or two, especially on a world scale, for lots of people to die. That's number one. Number two, unlike dying of thirst, it takes a while. And people go crazy before they actually die. And they cause a lot of harm before they die. Their body starts to eat their own brain. So they are, in a sense, becoming zombies as they get towards the end. And so you could say, well, okay, Dan, what does that mean? It means cannibalism. It means chaos. It means the stability that you and I get used to in the United States, that we got used to, is really just an illusion. And it could go away very quickly. Anyways, yeah, the Starbucks lobby was shut down yesterday. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Probably because of the criminals, right? People have been looking at me weird. They've been looking at me like, what's wrong with that guy? The local hog farmers are in revolt. They can't get the new enhancement drugs to make the rib switch slurry sandwich. These enhancement drugs pump up a normal pig within a matter of a few weeks from a baby pig, a piglet, all the way to be ready to be processed for the rib switch slurry. They put the tiny pigs or the big pigs into the rib switch processor. It turns it into a pasty slurry that they then mix in sand and bits of broken glass and metal shavings and diesel fuel. They put it into an injection mold and superheat it. And then you have what's called a rib switch. You go to McDonald's, you go to Burger Zing, you go to Taco Hell, and you say, can I have the rib switch? And they say, sure, because this week we have it. But the local hog farmers can't get the new drugs. So maybe there ain't gonna be no rib switch this year, okay? You know, the local loggers used to make extra money using their chainsaws to chop up the suey to make the rib switch. Horrible. Horrible, Squim. What's going wrong with you? Scroglon forces are massing near Port Angeles. Everyone's quite afraid. Scroglon armies wander the streets, prowling about, looking for flesh. Harimbo's new style sushi shop was caught selling steak flesh to Walmart for sushi. Harimbo's, a local style sushi shop in Squim, was caught selling steak flesh and tremb and zibby and all kinds of other gondo that you get down at the shore now when the dead things wash ashore. They sold that as sushi. It made hundreds are sick. They have abdominal distension. Their bodies are filled with scuvis. They have armed croup spasms and various types of one-armed remulac disorder repeaters, and they have to be drained every 17 minutes or they shall explode. Don't sell bad sushi is the point. Should be a law, right?
Dan, there should be a law.
I know. Teleporting scamsters are sneaking into your home at night to steal your life protein and ivory penguin sauce. They have black lights. They'll find all the stains, all the protein stains, and they'll steal those stains. They'll make a super race. It'll be a huge disgrace. It invades the Earth in 2043, Bo Blimp Doc. You ready for it? All because you were dirty. All because you were nasty. They're stealing your protein. They're making people. It's terrible, terrible. I gotta reposition myself again. Another blood clot's moving about. It happens. Dan, you got blood clots. I got all kinds of clots. I got blood clots. I have, probably chunks of mold in me that are also clotting me. I'm real healthy. Angry coffee moms are flocking to Diblo's espresso shop off of Zug Avenue in Squim. They have frowns and pounds and waddle their angry way past the door. They look for hobos to mock. So be careful, hobo. They're on their way to spin class to tighten their asses and tone up their boobula. Yes, they're on their way to spin class to tone up their butt, to tone and tighten their boobula so that their husbands won't leave them for the hooker. So be careful, hobo. Because if you walk slowly through the parking lot at Safeway, many of these angry type moms will step on the gas. The local cops don't care if you kill a hobo. Especially, you know, if you're on your way to spin class. Stoking the fires, the devil's dancing right now. Satan is dancing a jig, singing songs of success and drunkenness. He sings songs of real estate schemes as the homeless pile up at the body dumps. Heroes tell us of more food for the gunktus folk, but you know what they don't mention in those really cool food commercials? Shelter. Yeah, it's great to have food. I think food's critical, but I would also contend that part of it is shelter and water. And that doesn't really get brought up by the house flippers helping people with the food that gives them the, you know, Norman Borlaug diabetes, yeah. Because God forbid we mention shelter, right? That's not even a word we use. It's called a home, Dan. It's an investment. It's not a shelter. It doesn't keep out the cold. It doesn't block out the sun. It's an investment. It's a wheelbarrow filled with money. You can take that to the bank on Judgment Day. Yes, the devil's dancing. He's dancing a waltz. He's dancing a jig. he's doing some break dancing. It's breaking to Electric Boogaloo. Electric Boogaloo. So I listened to most of Dane Wigington's latest show, and I wanted to give you the simple rundown in one-liners. And I may do this from time to time, because like I said, I don't know who Dane Wigington is in reality, like how authentic he is. But I do think about 8 out of 10 things he says are true. So he said this week, civilization's collapsing. Oh, my God. He said that people keep saying they might start geoengineering. And it's funny because there was this kid today at the Grinkentown State Park. And he said, did you hear there's going to be snow in Gig Harbor? Yeah. And the heat index in what, Kansas is 133. Huh, that makes sense. Yeah. So they might start geoengineering. They might. NASA says a sunspot is about to cook us. NASA says we're about to get burned. It's a Carrington event. Your computer will stop working. 30 seconds later, a man by the name of the Humongous, wearing a hockey mask, will roll out of the desert demanding all the gasoline in your car. But oops, you drive a Tesla, and that does not make the Humongous happy. So the Humongous makes you his little baby boy. He puts you on the front of his vehicle. India is banning the sale of sugar along with rice exports, so no longer will they export rice or sugar. That's interesting. British Columbia is in a state of emergency, but when you listen to the local radio, you don't hear about that. 40 million acres in Canada have burnt so far this year because of people with Bic lighters. We don't know how many acres in Siberia. Isn't the Ukraine war convenient? Trees are burning on the inside. Their soils and root systems are destroyed. Aluminum fills them up and makes them, yeah, thermite candles. Fungal elements are killing the core wood. UVC is baking the Cambrian layer. Thank you, Dane. These are happy things. Yeah, real happy. Villages in northern Greece have been evacuated. The Australian bushfire season started early. Yeah. Heat domes leave 144 million Americans under heat alerts right now. Crazy. They say 2023 will be the hottest year on record. And it's funny because people keep debating the question, is something happening? You know, I think something is happening. Does that mean it has to do with your car or your cheeseburger? Don't know. Can't really know that. And I'm fairly certain every side is lying. Like every side, the so-called greenies, the lefties, the conservatives, everyone on this issue, especially the oil companies, they're lying. They're not telling the truth. Now, what is the truth? Well, here's the great news, brothers and sisters. People like us, we won't know the truth ever. Probably ever. We'll have guesses, we'll have opinions, we'll have Dane Wigington, but, you know, that's it. Southwest Pacific Islanders are on the brink. Well, yeah, I mean, and it sounded like Dane had said in his most recent podcast that not a single emperor penguin chick survived this year. I don't know if that's what he meant. I think he meant that a large number of emperor penguin babies or chicks didn't make it in Antarctica. And that's weird, right? But maybe it's not true. Don't know, baby. It's like the polar bear thing, you know? If you break it down, it's almost exactly like the polar bear thing. People will say, damn, the polar bear is fine because nothing ever happened to the polar bear. And then other people, oh, the polar bears are almost gone. And here I am, without the resources or time to investigate, So which side of this do I take? The polar bears are doing great or the polar bears aren't doing great? And I'm of the opinion that I just don't know. And maybe I don't even give a fuck. Do I care about polar bears to the extent that I care about a lot of creatures right now? I do, right? But am I going to sit back in my tent and tell you, as I stare down a limited number of days before things go from bad to worse for me personally, do I think my number one problem is whether or not polar bear are doing okay? No. And in this sense, life is a very personal thing because I don't know if a polar bear spends any time worrying about people. Why would they? Is this to admonish us for things we do? No. But it is to sort of echo the pointlessness. I believe we're facing forces of history. Some of these are related to bad human decisions. Guess what? Another name for human history is Bad Decisions 101. Lots of bad decisions, going back a long ways. And a tendency to repeat them over and over again. Why? Because maybe we don't learn, or maybe there are people who have more power than we realize and they just ensure that we never learn. I don't know. You know, I had a good friend I left in Utah, and he spoke to me about the possibility that everything we know about history could be false, or at least most of it, that perhaps the Roman Empire didn't fall hundreds or thousands of years ago, like, you know, the Western Empire fell 1,500 years ago, maybe it just happened a couple hundred years ago. And a lot of this is just a big question mark. Like, could it be true that much of our history is false? Sure, but how would you know? It's like the question of the simulation. If someone says, Dan, you know, I think reality is a simulation. It's like, well, why not? It could be. I mean, that's kind of Descartes' position at first. When Descartes approaches this basic question, the basic question is, how do I know what is real? He proposes that there's a demon that is organizing reality before him, creating everything around him. And the question then is, how does he know it's not a demon? Of course, he goes through a process of saying, how do I know I exist? And ergo, you know, there must be a God and all that. Descartes was who he was. But whether it's Descartes or Plato or the Wachowski brothers with their Matrix movies, the question of what is reality has been around forever. But it's entirely plausible that this is reality and it's still manipulated. I mean, here's a question I've asked before. What's the difference between a zoo and a simulation? I mean, you know, really. Because a zoo is a perverted simulation of nature to keep an animal alive. What is the difference between an aquarium and simulation? What's the difference between a prison where you're a prisoner and a simulation? What's the difference between a city? Compare a city to being a hunter-gatherer. Compare the existence of the first city dwellers 6,000 or 7,000 years ago to the life of a slash-and-burn hunter-gatherer. One reality is highly abstracted. The other is very concrete. So what's the difference between that city from the perspective of the hunter-gatherer and our perspective or our idea of a simulation? And the answer is, I don't know. I don't know. But I do know where I live right now, how I'm existing, as best I can, as you are also, probably as best you can. And this is all I got. You know, I don't have better information. I don't. The best information I have at this point is no better than yours. I can tell you that if it snows in Gig Harbor, it's not normal snow. Whatever the hell it is, it's not normal snow. The snow that fell in Utah this year was not normal snow. I don't know what the fuck it was, but it wasn't normal. Does that mean we'll ever know the truth? Probably not. Does it matter? Probably not at this point. I'm of the opinion that the forces at play are not forces that are going to obey an election, that picking the right president is going to change anything, as if you have the power to do that. Anywho, if you enjoyed this podcast and you want to keep it on the air, let me be frank for a second and not Dan. I am currently living at a park. And you'd say, well, that must be cheap living. Well, the reality is there's no such thing at this point. It's not cheap. It's about $30 a night. And that's $30 with no internet, no electricity. Other places are more expensive. There's just no room I can magically get into. There was a scam I almost got suckered by the other day. Not really almost, but I was kind of, it was humorous, the way in which the scamster was playing. It was one of these, hey, I got an extra room for $500 on Craigslist, but make sure you give me money before you see it. You know, that's not going to happen. So yeah, by the way, be careful of those Craigslist advertisements for cheap rooms. If somebody asks you for money before you've ever even seen the room, be careful. Even if they say it's a refundable background check to their private Venmo account, be careful. Before you donate money to my podcast, listen to the following. Make sure you take care of your food, your water, your shelter. Before you give a random dude on the internet any of your money, make sure your food, water, shelter situation is stable. If you've set aside food for yourself and your family a couple months worth, make sure you're thinking about your dog or your cat or your other pet, okay? If you've got a couple months food for you and your family, make sure you got a couple months food for Fido. If there are people in your life that need help, before you ever send a random stranger any money, if there are people in your life that need help, help them out first. Okay, family, neighbor, friend, do that first. And then, you know, remember, it's not the end of the world. So before you send a random dude any of your money, try to enjoy some of this normal, because I don't think it's going to last much longer. And I'm not just projecting my own bullshit. You may think I am, but I'm not. This has been a consistent message of mine. And I can't tell you when things unzip. And I'm of the opinion it's going to be abrupt and kind of catastrophic in that mathematical context. So when it does unzip, it could be very brutal. But right now, things are kind of normal. So while they're kind of normal, and you can still go to a restaurant, still maybe go see a movie, take your girlfriend out on a date, do it. You know, enjoy this life. And if you've done all those things and you're a Texas billionaire or a Bitcoin baron or somebody with so much extra money you don't know what to do with, you can donate to me as much as you want to. I will follow my own advice and take care of food, water, shelter first. And then, if I have the resources, I'll try to be happy and I'll try to help others. That's what I'll do. Would I start a business? Maybe. But we're talking about practical reality. And right now, I'm living in a park. I got a lot of help about a week ago from some really, really generous listeners of mine. And whether you could send money or not, I love all you guys. I really do. You actually invest your time just listening. And you don't have to. And maybe you do it for the same reason I'm making the podcast, this general sense that I'm not crazy, because other people out there are not crazy, and they're listening. And so I am lucky to have these listeners, but the fact is, as much as it's helped to take a break here, and as much as, you know, I'd love to believe it can keep going like this, it's just probably not going to. So if you want to donate, you can. You don't have to. Beyond that, if there's a way you can think of spreading the word of my podcast, because a lot of the venues for me doing that are kind of shut down to me, YouTube being the biggest, because they really do have all the eyeballs, all the ears. Hey, you know what? That's a way to help, too, when you think about it. Anywho, for Monday, August the 28th, 2023, it's 45 minutes after the hour, right? Or 15 minutes till. It's almost 8 p.m. here in Grinkentown, Washington. Whatever time it is where you are, whatever's going on, take a break, take a moment, take a breath. If you're a Christian, say a prayer. And remember, as dark as things can get, and they do get dark sometimes, it can always get worse. Have a great evening.